What I was concerned about was the level of water, because we had such a rainstorm. I was walking through ankle deep water at times to get, you know, around here. You can see the sort of residue that's left now, and that was a real pain. And people were getting cold, because once the rain stopped, it probably dropped down to about 20 degrees, and there was a bit of a wind, so it was cold. And a lot of the girls
weren't wearing much.
Yeah, a lot of them were drifting out, and the boys weren't wearing very much as well. We try and insist on them coming in with a shirt on, but by the time they're out dancing, they've only got shorts on. So when they come out of the heat of the dance party, then the problem is that they get cold.
So for the rest of the week, what are the activities that the schoolies will be doing?
Okay, that's a long list of things, and I hope I don't leave stuff out. For the actual schoolies themselves, they've got all the blow-up toys that adults use now, the horizontal bungee, the Venus fly traps, the slides, water slides, they've got beach volleyball, they've got a new really brilliant thing called iDance, which is a big PlayStation, Xbox, Wii type thing, which plays onto a screen, and you have 8 pads around the room, and the idea is you're supposed to try and coordinate with the music. I would be absolutely hopeless at it. There's a new app on your Android or iPhone, which is called the Scavenger Hunt, and the idea there is to really get the young people out and about during the day, so they're not sitting in an apartment thinking about drinking or thinking about taking illegal substances or so on. So they have to take photographs around Airlie Beach of different things, or they have to act out a scene like putting on sun cream, and they have to take a photograph of that. They then upload that onto their app, and that's being monitored by the Whitsunday Regional Council. And then on Tuesday, I think they're going to select the winner of that application. This is a very new thing that we're doing. Nobody's done it before. This is the first time, so we don't know how well it will go. It's obviously, we're hoping that it will go off really well. It engages them in, A, the community that's here, and B, that they're not actually sitting around thinking, oh, well, maybe we should be drinking now, and so on.
Now, another thing I keep hearing a fair bit about as I've been talking to schoolies is there's something called the Mackay-Townsville rivalry that's been going for a few years. Are you worried about that?
We are. We're aware of this. We don't like any rivalry like this. They're all schoolies to us. We treat them exactly the same, and we behave exactly the same towards them. If they step out of line, we'll deal with it. If they're having some fun, we'll join in with them. There is that rivalry. It's a bit like a team rivalry in any country. You'll have, you know, Manchester and Liverpool, or you know, Fremantle and Melbourne, or, you know, New South Wales and Queensland. All these rivalries are all very good on the sporting field, and we live by that, don't we? But when we actually bring it onto a street environment, that's where we don't want it to be. They're all young people out enjoying themselves, and there's no point in bringing those rivalries onto the ground. So we do a bit of preparation on that. One thing we haven't really talked about is the education that goes in before schoolies to these people. And one of the programs I'm involved in is called Choices. And in Choices, we actually talk about this rivalry and talk about how ridiculous it is. And we actually put it into the Underbelly TV show. So it actually shows how ridiculous the whole situation is, that two groups are getting at each other because of where they come from. The Red Frogs talk about it in their education stuff, and also the Department of Communities, excuse me, in their education process, they talk about it as well. So we're very well aware of it. We obviously try and shut it down as quickly as we can. And hopefully the message is getting through to the young people. It's not worth getting excited about where you come from.
Now tell me, you've been doing this for 8 years now, Nigel. Mm. It's a very long time to be coming back to school. You're the ultimate toolie.
Yeah, almost, yeah. Yeah, 8 years. 2006, I started in crime prevention, and I decided that I needed to come up here because find out what schoolies was about. Coming from the UK, I had no idea. I'm sure a lot of your listeners come from South Africa or Zimbabwe and have no concept of what schoolies is, so I needed to find out what it was. At that stage, this wasn't here. This whole schoolies central area wasn't here. The dance party was at the sailing club. They probably had 50 to 80 kids coming there every night, and the rest of the time they were in their hotel rooms, and goodness knows what was going on. So I think the Whitsunday Schoolies Committee said, look, we need to make this better and more attractive, because you've got to always remember that Whitsunday community does not invite a schoolie to this place. They're not invited here, they just come. So with that realisation that they are coming, you've got to then try and keep it as safe as possible. The idea to section off this car park and put on some sort of dance party in the centre of Airlie Beach, where you're only, what, 200-300 metres away from nightclubs, where they're not allowed to be. So they're not hanging around the outside of those nightclubs. They're actually here having a really great time. This year, with all the agencies involved and so on, there must be 150, maybe 200 people looking after the schoolies here at some stage during the week. You've got the volunteers here in the registration tent, you've got all the red frogs and so on. So there's just a massive amount of people making sure that every schoolie leaves here with a good reputation and a good time that they've had in Airlie Beach.